Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is a throwback Thursday here on Jordan Silver and Friends 96.5 The Buzz. We are going back to high school today. Chris?
Yeah, we are.
And it's going to be super fun. We've been working on that, but that song back there, that was from when I was in high school. Eve 6, Inside Out, came out in 1998.
Oh, man. I was still in middle school.
Good for you. We'll get to all of that coming up.
Yep.
But you seem a little emotional this morning.
Well, it's...
Chris.
Ever since I had a daughter... Anything can just bring on the waterworks. There's something that has sparked inside me that just makes emotion just overflowing.
Of course, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And she's a good kid.
Yes.
Imagine if it was the reverse of that.
Because
by the way, that's what's going to happen with their second.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. I was an angel, my brother, devil. He got all the attention and whatever, but devil.
So we should stop?
That's what I'm saying. That's what
maybe.
I'm saying.
Maybe.
What are, because your eyes are a little watery, and I love this. I love to talk about deep subjects, but I don't want to upset you, especially at the first break of the show.
It's an early morning. We're good to go.
So what are some of the things that are
making me cry?
Yeah.
Well, things like a squirrel crossing the road, that making its way, sometimes will make me tear up a little bit. How about, do you have anything that makes you emotional?
When dads cry on like TV, or my real dad, my only dad, at least I think and / hope.
That gets you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, seeing my dad or like grown men cry makes me really sad.
Mm.
What about you? What makes you emotional?
Things, like birds flying to its nest, bringing little worms to its birdies.
Mm.
Showing that love.
Airports. Make me emotional because I was always in like a long distance relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't just pick some girl that lived where I lived. Had to be on the other side of the country, no matter where it was.
Mm-hmm.
So airports always make me feel like that. What about you?
A child running after his dad saying, "I forgot to say I love you."
Oh, that's some leave it to Beaver S.
Right.
Something that makes me cry, get really emotional, is when I'm sitting on the toilet and my cat comes in there to sit with me.
Hmm. That's close.
Right.
Or a grocery bag blowing in the wind.
That makes you emotional?
The most beautiful thing ever.
It's trash flowing. Somebody should have put that in the proper receptacle.
Well, true, but just the impulsivity and the improvisation that is a random bag blowing in the wind.
I don't know why, but I saw that happen a lot this past weekend,
mm-hmm.
to the point where I started playing a game called Is That Trash or a Kite? How about when the band decides to keep playing on the movie Titanic?
Yeah.
In the movie Titanic, that makes me emotional.
Yeah. Anytime someone says that their parents supported them during their childhood, hits hard.
Something that makes me really emotional is when you accidentally call me your wife's pet name before the show starts.
Ugh. I didn't mean to. It just kind of slipped out.
Oh, I feel weird. Remember that? Oh, babe? Chris called me babe, but...
I didn't mean
Buzz
to.
Family. I know it just slipped out. First time. Ooh, nobody's called me that in a long time.
Was it a good feeling?
It's kind of icky. These are our boundaries. I'm your boss. We work together.
But it was just a slip of the tongue, so we can just pretend that I said boss.
Okay, good. Because in reality, Buzz family thinks that we are related regardless. So you calling me babe is from West Virginia.
She may contain the urge to run away, but hold her down with soggy clothes and breeze blocks.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
We've got a little bit of a high school theme going on for the show today. It's Throwback Thursday, and I was going through some photos of myself back in my high school days when I was at home, because I'm working on, well, I wrote it, a song for the class of 2020, because they didn't really get one.
What do you say what was your style back then?
You know, looking, but this is kind of crazy, but I dressed like, kind of like Billie Eilish. I mean, minus the designer stuff, like back in the late 90s, 96, 97, 98, 99, that's kind of what we wore. We were just like a big sweatshirt and big old pants.
You've seen some similarities there?
Yeah. Besides the designer stuff, I look at some of the stuff that Billie Eilish wears, which she looks comfortable. Believe me, we are comfortable.
Yeah.
It was not a fashion show at Thornton Academy in Maine at all. It was not, because we were in Maine, but she just... I started Googling photos of Billie Eilish and like her outfits and stuff. She looks so comfortable.
I do love all the bagginess and just the non-form-fitting that she does wear to keep it comfy.
Yeah, and Billie Eilish says the reason that she does that is because she doesn't want people to sexualize her body.
Mm-hmm. Which, there was a photo that was, I don't know, released that showed a snippet of her skin, and the internet just flooded with sexual comments, and she's like... Yeah, this is what I was trying to avoid.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, she was in a bathing suit in like some video and everyone was going crazy over that. But that's great. Like, we don't need to be worrying about her body. But she just dresses so comfortably. We've met her before.
Yeah, she looks good.
What do you think about, I don't know, me being able to throw it back? You think I could do that? You think I could
dress like Billie Eilish?
Yeah, at 37 years old, can I dress like Billie Eilish?
When you say like Billie Eilish, do you mean what you wore in the 90s or what she's wearing now?
Either way, big floppy clothes.
No.
Why not?
Well, for one, Billie Eilish's clothes are vibrant in color.
Oh,
you like wearing black.
That's true. Maybe I'll wear vibrant colors if I get to wear it like in sizes 8x too big.
You'll wear bright colors?
I'll wear bright colors.
Full Gucci tracksuits and Louis Vuitton bright colored hats and all that furry stuff?
Yes, but I don't want to be that person that's like Steve Buscemi in that meme where he's like, hey, high schoolers, how's it going?
Music, world, local, and unofficial holiday. We're digging deep into history because we're all a bunch of nerds and bringing you On This Day in History. With Jordan Silver and Friends.
Professor Minders, you have 10 things that happened on this exact day in history. Though we did have a leap year this year, so does it really happen on this day in history? Anyway, we're
mind
just going to say that it is. But yeah, Thursday, May 21st. Tell us 10 things that happened on this day in history, Chris.
Well, 2018, the teenager who started the 2017 Eagle Creek fire... ordered to pay $36 million.
That was in California. $36 million. The teenager. That is a lot of shifts at Dairy Queen.
Right. How'd you like to graduate high school with $30 million of debt?
That's what kids are graduating college like now, so I guess it's one and the same.
On this day in 2013, Microsoft announced the release of the Xbox One. Here's the Xbox commercial that I have a slight problem with.
I can only begin to imagine.
We're all laugh more, cry more,
scream more,
and cheer more.
We're all stop just watching
and start feeling
alive,
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 alive.
What do you have a problem with that Xbox One commercial?
All these video gamers don't feel alive. And they need a new console to feel alive because they're just watching life go by. They need something to feel alive. It's kind of depressing.
Are you pulling that kids need to go outside more kind of thing? Oh my God, you're such a dad. You're such a dad. When did this happen?
Well, September 30th.
When your daughter was born. Nice.
On this day in 2011, Harold Camping predicted at 6 p.m. the rapture would occur. It didn't happen.
Mm-mm.
I mean, sorry to spoil it for you. Here's here's what he says.
I remember before May 21, I was out there really sounding the alarm. I get some more billboards up.
He said he spent millions of dollars on billboards and ads to tell people that the world was going to end.
I wonder if anybody even played that Blondie song, Rapture, at 6 p.m. on this day in 2011.
I hope so.
Might be the only Rapture that happened.
On this day in 2005, the tallest roller coaster in the world opens at Six Flags. I love their advertisement for it.
128. 3 points to memorize these answers. You ride King Dakar, the tallest, fastest roller coaster on Earth. Who knows what you'll remember? Buy one, get one free admission Monday through Thursday with a can of Coke.
Ugh, that's exactly what it's like to be on a stinking roller coaster. And that was in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Do you like roller coasters?
Nope, do you?
I used to, and then I went on one ride and it made me completely ill. And ever since then, I can no longer ride them.
I somehow lost my keys on one of the roller coasters here.
Worlds of Fun?
Yeah, Worlds of Fun. And they had them.
They found them?
Yes!
Somebody found the keys that fell off the roller coaster.
And we went to Worlds of Fun at night. It was wild. That was my one luck in life
that
thing.
That doesn't happen.
Yeah, for real.
On this day in 1992, the first episode of The Real World airs on MTV and dominates the ratings, which encourages them to shift away from music videos. We all remember this.
This is the true story.
True story.
Seven strangers picked to live in a loft
and have their lives taped
to find out what happened.
When people stop being polite, could you get the phone?
Start getting to be
that's from the
world.
That is from the first season,
the
right there.
First season.
There's so much missing, like, as far as being able to watch The Real World. I don't know what the exact problem is, but you can watch, like, seasons 1, 2, and 3 mm-hmm. on Hulu, and then it goes all the way up to, I don't know, season 25. There's a giant gap in it, which sucks because the station that I worked at in Seattle, the station that Laszlo went out to in Seattle, mm-hmm. was the one that The Real World worked at. And I wanted to see this place
that'd
that I
cool.
was working. I know, but they didn't exist. It didn't even exist in the vault of the stuff that we had at that radio station
really?
Either, which sucks.
Mm. We'll find it somewhere.
They're on, or they just finished in 2019, season 33 of The Real World.
That's my age.
It happened in Atlanta, which is crazy. I didn't even know that. But the reason that we don't really know much about the last season of mm-hmm. The Real World that aired last year is because it wasn't on TV. It was the first season to stream on Facebook.
Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
Not even YouTube?
Mm-mm. They're on season 40 of Survivor right now.
How? Oh. That started like 20 years ago.
I don't know. It's funny because The Real World is known as one of the shows. There are a couple reality shows that happened before The Real World.
Mm-hmm.
There was something in the 70s that was on PBS that followed. I think it was called like An American Family. Very hard to find, but it was what they considered to be the very first reality show. But this was the one that kicked it into gear for everyone. And how are there more seasons of Survivor than there are of The Real World? I'll never know.
On this day in 1954, an amendment to give 18-year-olds the right to vote is defeated.
You can be drafted to war,
mm-hmm.
but you don't get a say in what happens in this country.
No.
It wasn't until 1971 that 18-year-olds were allowed to vote.
Well, gotta preserve that right.
You're for it?
For 18-year-olds to vote?
Oh, okay, yeah. I thought you were, like, preserve the right. Yeah, okay.
On this day in 1932, the sexy Amelia Earhart becomes the first woman to fly solo across the transatlantic.
To sexualize Amelia Earhart?
She's very attractive. You know, in school, they had that poster of her in that white hat, and she's just looking at you in that jawline. You know what she's thinking.
Yeah. I hope I can make it all the way around the world.
Yes, and then I hope you find me.
Yeah. God, there's so many stories of people finding a wreck and thinking that it's her over the past, like, 10, 20 years.
A few years ago, didn't they find, like, a makeup case and some stuff that was confirmed to be hers?
And I thought a skeleton as well, but...
Do you think she's still alive?
Do I think she's still alive? Let's move on to an even weirder thing.
On this day in 1924, Leopold and Loeb killed Bobby Franks.
Have you ever heard of this?
Yes.
Okay. This is for us true crime peeps. One of the craziest stories where these two rich teens, rich and privileged, just decided to pick a boy and kill him.
Because they could.
And the craziest one out of the two of them, Richard Loeb, was a Gemini. Just like me. I don't know why I pretend that. I just like to watch true crime, but that's it.
I heard they were lovers.
Yeah, there's rumors that they were lovers, too. It happened so long ago, and there was no Facebook where you could see how they were interacting with each other and stuff.
So just to warn you that even privileged, wealthy people couldn't get rid of the perfect crime 100 years ago without all the technology.
I thought the reason that they were found out is because one of the smart, rich guys left his glasses.
Yes.
At the crime scene with the dead body.
It had a specific hinge that was brand new, and he was one of the few people in the city that had purchased that glass.
Because he was super rich.
If they would never have found that glasses, they probably would have gotten away with it.
Right.
A small, simple thing like that. And on this day in 1908, the first horror movie premieres in Chicago, which is Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
1908. See, that's going to be a silent film. So boring. Somebody going crazy on that piano for an hour.
Circus music for the horror movie? On the stay in local
Thanks
history.
For moving on. You're right.
In 1856, Lawrence, Kansas is captured and burned by pro-slavery forces, eventually leading to Bleeding Kansas.
What's Bleeding Kansas?
A whole small battle back and forth between the pro-slavery and anti-slavery people that wasn't good.
Oh, I'm reading about it right now. Okay, unofficial holidays, please.
It is, I need a patch for that day. How many times do we go through life and on our computer and something's not working, or we rip a little bit of our clothes and it's got a little hole? So you need a patch for it. And today's the day to appreciate the little patches that we need in life.
I was thinking Girl Scout, Boy Scout, Person Scout.
Like they need a patch for their badge?
Yeah, like they did something that would give them the ability to get a patch for it.
No.
Oh. You would get a patch for, creeping me out by calling me babe this morning before we turn on the mics.
That'd be appreciated. It's also waitstaff day, Jordan.
Sly James the Cat is dressed as waitstaff day. Yeah.
Is it an old tux?
He's got a white t-shirt and suspenders. Again, I do not know how the woman that creates and does Sly James the Cat dresses this cat like that now. But at Sly James the Cat is the greatest thing. Waitstaff day.
And because of Harold Camping, it is Rapture Party Day, and you were supposed to party like it's the end of the world.
You can't even do that now.
You had a social distance and party. But hold on. If the end of the world is going to happen, do you need a social distance?
No, but that fireball better be like coming straight for us before I make that decision.
You never know when that info will come in handy. Like maybe for your pub quiz night. That was On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and friends on the bus.
So there's a song that we've been playing that's pretty new from the band Cheap Cuts featuring Pete Wentz.
Mm-hmm.
The song's called Check Your Phone. And that song threw us off the first time that we heard it.
It sure did.
We're like, what the hell is this?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of words. It's a spoken word piece over some music where Pete Wentz gives us his thoughts on society, like where it's at right now, kind of, where kids' brains are. And it reminded me of this song a long time ago. Oh, God, I hate saying that.
20?
No. Back one more. 1999.
Oh, boy.
This song came out that kids, you probably have never heard it, but this is something that could only happen like right at the dawn of the internet. a 7-minute song of a dude talking and giving you advice came out, and it was Baz Luhrmann, who's the guy who did direct all of those movies, Moulin Rouge, The Romeo and Juliet with Leonardo DiCaprio and Claire Danes. He put out a song.
This song went viral by email. That's how people first found out about it back in the day, was by email.
Well, you definitely know that they weren't attaching the actual music file because it took like 6 years to download a photo back in the day. So I got a little clip of this song because you're going to need to know slightly, just a little bit about how it goes. This is just a tiny piece of the opening of Baz Luhrmann's 7-minute song, Everybody's Free to Wear Sunscreen.
Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 99, wear sunscreen. The long-term benefits of sunscreen have been proved by scientists, whereas the rest of my advice has no basis more reliable than my own meandering experience. I will dispense this advice now. Enjoy the power and beauty of your youth.
Okay, that just goes on for 7 minutes. The thing is, I remember being a kid. I remember being 17 years old when the song came out, and I was like, this guy needs to shut up. This song is stupid.
Yeah.
But have you looked at the lyrics now that you're an adult?
I have. Words of wisdom.
Yeah, things that you never would have paid attention to that are actually really important. And so I felt like the class of 2020 got royally screwed.
That's an understatement.
Exactly. So I don't even feel like they got a song this year, the class of 2020. So I wrote one for you.
For the class of 2020?
For the class of 2020. I wrote it, recorded it. I've been working on it all last night and all morning, and it's done, and I'm proud of it. And it is in the vein of this Baz Luhrmann sunscreen song. And we are going to do it coming up at 7:30.
Is it 7 minutes long?
No.
Good.
I could never do anything 7 minutes long.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
You're going to kick it off with what you're telling us about Hayley Williams.
Yeah, all she is the first woman ever to lead the rock album charts as a solo artist and with a group.
Ooh!
Yeah, her debut solo record, Pedals for Armor, is top in the charts, which was released May 8th, and is taking over the Billboard top rock album charts.
No one can stop her.
No.
There's been so many versions of the band Paramore, but yet they're still always so popular and so good. Mm-hmm. I know what it feels like to be Hayley Williams.
You do?
Yes. You know me during the creative process. I am a bitch, but I get stuff done. So does she. I feel her. Also, did you know that she said before that the best interview that she has ever had was done with
Who would that be, Jordan?
Me. Okay, next in the news. What's going on?
There's an investigation ongoing into a triple shooting yesterday afternoon in Westport.
Yes!
At 3 p.m.
Yes!
Police and officers went to investigate and found two vehicles with the occupants still firing shots at each other near 40th and Pennsylvania. And they said as the vehicles drove off, they were continuing to fire shots.
That happened this weekend in Luce Park as well. During the day. During the day. This is right by the Sunfresh, this thing that happened. I got a text from a friend that was like, I just heard 50 gunshots.
Oh, no.
Like an assault rifle full of gunshots at 3 p.m. What the hell?
Not good. Well, both vehicles crashed at 39th Street. Everyone ran from the vehicles, and there was one shooting victim, which was an adult in a wheelchair, just randomly sitting on the side of the road.
At 3 p.m.
Yes. And
on a Wednesday, it should be safe.
Right? They said the other people who ran from the vehicle after the crash have all been detained or taken into custody.
Thank God. What the French?
Those lint lickers. There are 400 jobs coming to Kansas City. And at a company that's seeing an uptick in a business during this crisis, Spring Venture Group, President Mark Hunter said, we're happy to be against the trend right now with all this unemployment. Hopefully this makes a small dent in being able to hire these 400 people, which deals with insurance and finding people to find the best insurance company with them.
Cool. All right. More jobs coming.
They're all going to be working from home, and they will be shipping and setting up all of your computer equipment that you need. So don't worry about that.
People, I have friends that used to work in an office. They've been working from home for months and months and months, and mm-hmm. now they're allowed to, if they want to, go back. And all my friends are like, hell no.
Who wants to?
I don't got to wear a bra.
No.
Mm-mm. All right, what else is going on
and
in the news?
And finally, the Wall Street Journal obtained a 59-page memo that said, as part of the new procedures for reopening, McDonald's will no longer have beverage bars. They will remain closed or sectioned off and staffed in the restaurants. Keeping them clean is a bigger hassle than owners want to deal with, so they suggested eliminating them altogether.
So now you can't mix like the three different kinds of sodas?
Or you at least got to ask the person to do it.
Well, you know they never know how to do it right. That's fine, though, because nothing is more awkward than when that thing doesn't work and then you have to go back to the person and be like, I'm sorry, your soda machine doesn't work. Because that does not look like a fun job at all to fix clean.
Cleaning the machine?
Yeah.
No.
Plus, I guess now I kind of see that it's gross. Isn't that weird?
All the people that are touching that soda button to get it and just that splash of, you know, you don't know what.
Ugh.
Ugh. Maybe this is a good thing. Maybe.
Just seeing all of these things that we thought were fine before and now are kind of, ooh. I got nothing to say. Do you?
No.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
Chris, I bet that high school was, I bet it was rough for you.
Why do you say that?
Well, because you're smart, you know?
Okay.
And definitely misunderstood as an adult, so you're probably growing into that. You're probably, you know, like weird when you were in high school. And that
what
kind of
saying?
It makes you an outcast, which isn't a great place to be in high school. And I'm just sorry that you had to have that experience.
Do you think my high school experience was rotten?
Chris, you seem like the kind of kid that got beat up a lot.
Jordan.
In high school.
You think I got beat up a lot?
You just kind of seem like what the jocks would beat up on.
Jordan, I only got beat up that one time, but it was not a lot. But we settled it, punch in the face, boom, boom, down. We were best friends afterwards, so. No, I didn't get beat up a lot. How dare you?
What do you mean? I'm sorry, I just assumed by the way that you are as an adult that high school was very rough for you.
Maybe you shouldn't assume, Jordan.
So you had a positive experience in high school?
Yeah, I can look back at a pleasant high school experience.
Uh-oh, then I am am projecting now.
Follow the show. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. Jordan with an I.
Graduation songs back in the day, they used to, you know, talk about happy times. It would be a song that came out around, I don't know, April-ish, right before the season. And it's like whatever song was kind of popular around then, if it had something to do and the tone was thinking about what you're going to be. It had hope in it.
Mm-hmm.
It was nostalgic, too.
Yeah.
That, back in the day, would be a certain grade's graduation song. And back in the day, it used to fit. It used to work. We don't even have songs of summer anymore.
Mm.
And that's because there's so much music that we can get on demand that nobody can agree on anything. So the same with the graduation song. Yeah, it's sad, but, you know, there's always a good goes with a bad. You have so much access to so much music.
Mm-hmm.
That's great, but you don't get that chance of, you know, Gautier, somebody that I used to know in the summer where everybody's singing that song and making a video for it. But we were talking about graduation. It's been a long time. Kind of for both of us. I'll pull you into that with me. As the class of 2000 for me and class of
2005
for Christopher. And you pulled some audio from a list of what was the graduation songs per year that you graduated. And this list started in 92. Boys to Men, End of the Road. Banger.
Yes, I love Boys to Men.
So sentimental. A nice slow one to make you think if you were class of 1992. Class of 1993, What About Your Friends?
Mm.
Such a good song. 94, man. Mariah Carey's Hero.
She got very popular, and I didn't understand that. Probably because I was 8, but...
Hero is just not a graduation theme, you know? I mean, it's about one single person coming to save her, basically. So, some years get totally screwed. 1994, that's, in my opinion, not the greatest graduation song. Of course, my class got screwed with the worst song ever to be our graduation song that even the Buzz family agrees with, because I put it on my Instagram yesterday, and Buzz family's like, yep, worst. But worst. You've got the some clips from songs from 1995 and on. So this was the graduation song for 1995. What a great one, and especially with the time frame too. It's the Rembrandts, I'll Be There For You. It's a great one. Great graduation song.
Yeah, showing positive. I'll be there for you when you need it the most.
Yes, I know we're all going off to college, but I will, if you call in the middle of the night with a problem, I will pick up the phone, which you promise your high school friends, and then in college you don't ever do.
It never happens.
Yeah. 1996, tell us about it, Chris.
Oh, this was... There's a little controversy now because of what happened and what he did, but Space Jam... I Believe I Can Fly, the video of a budget in a cornfield on a ladder.
R. Kelly, this is the 1996 graduation theme.
I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away.
It's so hopeful, you know? That's a perfect, perfect graduation song because it's like, I'm going to leave the nest. Mm-hmm. I believe I can fly. So that's a good one. 1997.
This bittersweet, you could say.
Okay, so the class of 97 was basically like, hey, I think being an adult kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Let's just be real about it.
But we still want to start this adventure, but we're kind of nervous and scared about it.
Exactly. They're getting real. I mean, it's not just these sappy songs that seem very positive. That's real. All right, 1998. Oh, I'm so jealous.
This was it.
It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Going back to the nostalgia, I hope you had the best time of your life these past 4 years.
Yes, and if you didn't, it doesn't even matter. God, that song was everywhere. Everywhere. Also, in the intro of Green Day's Good Riddance, if you turn it up really loud, he says the F word. But he says it so quietly that you don't hear it when you do it. But yeah, I was so jealous. At that year, 1998... I was like, oh, I can't wait. I'm class of 2000. We're going to have a great song. I was really into Green Day. It was really cool. And then 1999 happened. You don't have a clip from that, but it'll make sense a little bit later. That was Baz Luhrmann's Everybody's Free to Wear Sunscreen song.
Do you think the only reason that became the song is because of the first line?
Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 99?
Yeah.
I think that... they put it in there just to make it that way. Possibly, yeah. Yeah, might as well. We'll hear a little bit more about that in a little bit. But 2000, this is...
This one made a lot of you vomit on emotion. But the girls would dance and sway their heads because of the memories of growing
up. No, listen, I loved pop music, but this song was stupid. I was so mad when... I don't know, April came around and this song started playing on the radio, Vitamin C, Graduation.
As we go on, we remember all the times we had together.
No. The thing is, that's a great chorus. Yes, that's a great chorus, whatever, I'll take it. But that song sucks because after that, it goes to a part where she goes, la la la, la la la, la 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 la. Then it goes to some weird musical breakdown that changes the whole tone of the song, then goes back to her rapping. It makes no sense, and I hated it. And I'm still mad about it.
Okay.
I'm still mad that was our graduation song for the class of 2000, the first new millennium. And then, to prove how screwed we got... Class of 2001 gets this banger from Eve 6.
Here's to the nights we felt alive. Here's to the tears you knew you'd cry. Here's to goodbye. Tomorrow's gonna come too soon.
I'm so mad.
That's a banger.
That's a banger. That's a perfect song for graduation.
Cheers up, glasses up. Here's to the night.
That's right. It's a sad song that fits the tone of it, but it's still real and hopeful. And it's, oh, God. And you know, when I think about the class of 2020, I feel so bad because they got screwed. So screwed with all this COVID stuff happening. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I wrote them. I wrote them a graduation song. I worked on it all last night and today, and you're going to hear it right after this.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
We are talking about graduation stuff. We've got people on the text line talking about what grade, what year they graduated in, and feeling it as well. That Green Day song, Good Riddance, has always been something that people use for their graduation song. So in 99, there was a song that was called Everybody's Free to Wear Sunscreen by Baz Luhrmann, the guy who directed all those beautiful films like Moulin Rouge, Romeo and Juliet with Leonardo DiCaprio. And he put the song out, and it was not anything that he wrote. It was an op-ed piece from a newspaper, and he just put it to somebody talking for 7 minutes. And it's great advice. Like, as adults, we've looked back on this, mm-hmm. Chris, and
there's some solid advice in there.
Yeah. Like, this is how the song starts.
Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 99, wear sunscreen.
And that sounds kind of stupid, right? Don't tell me what to do with my own skin. But in reality, the more you look back at the song, especially the older you get, wise advice. Like, take a listen to this.
Do one thing every day that scares you. Sing. Don't be reckless with other people's hearts. Don't put up with people who are reckless with yours.
Oh, that is great advice. Don't.
I know it hit in the Billboard charts. It got into the top 20.
Oh, good.
So it definitely was making history.
It was all over the place back in the day. And so, in the vein of the sunscreen song, I decided last night that I wanted to write the poor class of 2020 their own version of the sunscreen song.
I'm excited for that.
I've decided to call it YGF.
YGF.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's 2020. It's 2020. And that's how kids talk. So instead of the sunscreen song, this is my version of it called YGF. Because, man, you did get screwed, class of 2020.
Absolutely. They got no graduation, no prom, no final moment, all that stripped and taken away.
Here's my song to you, class of 2020.
To the class of 2020. I don't want to start this off by saying you were royally screwed. You're adults now, so I will tell you like it is. Actually, y'all got f***ed. Looking back on the year you were born, you never really had a chance. The number one song was by Nickelback. And that was the year of one of the most tragic events in United States history. Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears broke up. But, despite your rough start, class of 2020, you were told, if you work hard, it would pay off. Nothing is more rewarding than standing on that stage and getting your diploma in front of everyone. Oh shoot, you didn't get to do that. Prom was cool, right? You will learn a lot about yourself this summer when you cash in on your parents' graduation present, a trip abroad. Damn it. Not that either. Well, save money from your summer job. Oh my god, that shit got canceled on your ass too. Y'all got f***ed. So basically, what the class of 2020 have learned is that no matter how hard you work or how much you sacrifice, life is cruel and the world doesn't owe you anything. Nothing in life is fair, and at any point expect the craziest, most unexpected thing to f*** everything up? Actually, that's exactly what adulthood is like. Hey, At least you learned it before your body started sagging. Welcome to adulthood, class of 2020. I wish I had better news for you. But the truth of the matter is this. Y'all got f***ed.
Brother and sister, together we'll make it through.
Make it through together, my ass. I bet this lady doesn't even believe what she's singing. Wait. Is my mic still on?
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Recapping the news that you gave us at 7 o'clock, Hayley Williams breaking rock charts is just a total badass. Duh. Also, the idiots involved in the 3 p.m. shooting yesterday near Sunfresh in Westport are at least arrested. There's an insurance company coming to town that's going to have 300-400 jobs.
Yes.
And you'll be able to work from home with that, so keep your eye out for that. And McDonald's is going to get rid of the soda machine that you...
Self-serve with.
Yeah, the self-serve thing, which we think is kind of gross. But what's going on for the 8 o'clock news, Chris?
Well, Mark Lanegan has recalled the time he spent with Kurt Cobain around the Nevermind era. He says he was in a hotel room, and Kurt Cobain was on the phone. An angry phone call, slammed the phone down. Teen Spirit was playing on the television. Mm-hmm. He threw a boot, threw it at the TV, turned the TV off. There was a car driving by, and it was playing. They said they could not get away from that song.
Wow. Life is still like that.
Yes. And Mark says, I think Nirvana is still just as vital today as they were then. If a rap star is taking the time to do a Nirvana tribute set, that's pretty badass. Talking about Post Malone.
Oh, I see. A rap star. All right, yeah. What else is going on in the news, Chris?
Well, Billie Eilish's home has been blurred on Google Street View after she obtained a restraining order against a trespasser who visited her home. Billie was granted a temporary order against 24-year-old Prino Russo, and he first appeared uninvited, ringing the doorbell, asking if Billie lived there. Billie's dad said, no, can you leave? He said no and just hung out on their porch. So Billie had to get a restraining order.
What a crazy human being. I can't believe someone would do that. I have never done something similar to that to Taylor
Swift. Never hung out on someone's... You hung out on Taylor Swift's porch?
No, I didn't hang out on her porch, but I definitely drove by her house once. And then the lights went off that were so bright. It felt like we were being abducted. And we were so scared. And then when we got away, I was like, all right, you guys, one more time. So stupid. What else is going on in the news?
Well, an Italian company has come up with a design to reduce the spread of corona. It takes the middle seat of an airplane and turns it around and places this weird plastic barrier between the occupants to reduce cross-contamination. Airlines are scrambling to come up with ideas to encourage travel as the airline industry is expected to be down over 50% from last year.
That would be so awkward. As if the middle seat isn't already awkward enough.
Right?
Now they're reversing it, so you're facing the two people that are sitting behind you.
Yeah, so you're going to be staring at them, and when you breathe, it's going to be projecting towards them. I don't know how this is a good idea or how it's going to work.
But it's one of those things that makes sense on paper, but the moment that you put it into reality, yeah, you're like, that's a dumb idea. All right, what else?
Well, there's an event this Saturday. A California man is marrying his cat to raise...
What's wrong with that? Okay, just keep going. Shut up.
He's raising money for the shelter where he got her. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. He says pets allow us to have warm, positive interaction with another living creature while having to maintain distance from others. The wedding will be live streamed on his Instagram page.
On his Instagram page, okay.
The couple has a website and a registry where people can donate to the shelter.
Ooh.
They're hoping to raise $5,000. That's this Saturday, May 23rd, for an Instagram cat wedding.
You know, Blanche and I have been trying to figure out how we're going to do ours. I should watch this, guys, and see.
Jordan Silver and Friends on The Buzz.
Buzz family totally agrees with me, and I'm glad because I didn't have Facebook when I graduated, so I couldn't put it out on the internet that I hated Vitamin C's graduation song, which was the song that was ours, the class of 2000s. Graduation song.
Text line is agreeing with you.
What are they saying?
Class of 2000, I hated that song.
Mm-hmm. Vitamin C.
I scrubbed that graduation song from my memory. Thanks a lot.
Oh, damn. Uh-oh.
Class of 2000 song was the worst, and I haven't even had my 20th reunion.
Mm.
It was the worst. It gave me flashbacks. And then someone said they went to, their hubby went and Vitamin C went to high school together.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Well, I hope they don't tell Vitamin C about what I'm going to do with this song. I love pop music.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes kind of makes sense that I would like it, but I've been going over why I don't like the graduation song.
Hmm. And why is that?
I'm actually going to present it to you right now. Take a listen to this. So this is the interlude.
Beautiful strings.
Yes, exactly. It's like, it sounds like...
Canon and D-ish.
It sound, yeah, exactly. It sounds like a good vibe, and all I want to do is kind of see how Vitamin C is going to add this into an actual song. Like, how's she mm-hmm. gonna attack this? Okay, we are gonna rap it. Okay, Vitamin C. Well, the chorus is really what's important in a mm-hmm. song, right? So let's skip yeah. to Vitamin C's chorus of this graduation song. Okay. I'm into this. It's very reflective and positive and catchy and simple.
Yeah.
The chorus is really what matters. So by this point, even back in the day, I'm like, all right, this is our song for our graduating class of 2000. I'm into it. This is where it gets weird, is the end of the next chorus. Let's go there right now.
Okay.
We're going to la-la now.
Mm-hmm.
There's enough room to add some words. We're gonna la-la. Okay. Ooh.
Lots of la-las.
Yeah, exactly. And then here comes the weirdest part of the song to me. Boom!
What?
It breaks into this weird what? Musical interlude that... like, makes no sense. Like, did we just break into Survivor by Destiny's Child? Are we on a pirate ship? What is going on, Vitamin C? They changed the whole tone of the song here, and it doesn't make any sense. I'm annoyed, but maybe I'll give Vitamin C, like, the chance to figure out how she's going to tie it in. Maybe she's got a smart way of tying it in.
Hmm.
No, she's just going to completely ignore the musical interlude to that song. That's why I don't like that stupid song for graduation, and I'm glad that the Buzz family doesn't like it either. I'm sorry it's in your head today.
So you really feel angry about this.
Yes, what a stupid song. You've heard that musical breakdown.
I did. It did not belong. It, like, they just needed to extend the song. It wasn't long enough.
Right. And before that, they just la-la. Come on. This is a graduation song. Other people had what? They had the Rembrandts, I'll Be There For You, mm-hmm. Green Day, Good Riddance, mm-hmm. Eve 6, Here's to the Night. They had so many good songs.
Great choices.
And then we get this stupid Vitamin C song.
Well, can we make it better?
How can we make it better?
Well, we can get rid of the la-la-la-la-la-las, get rid of that weird musical Broadway interchange, and present it in a way that'll make you happy.
Wait, you want to rewrite the song?
I do.
You want to...
Can we rewrite the worst graduation song ever, Graduation, by Vitamin C?
I mean...
Please?
The way that you're supposed to fix something is to kind of deal with it head on. So maybe this is the way to fix that.
Boom.
I don't have any lyrics or anything right now. Can we do this tomorrow?
Fine.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
In 9 to 9 to 9.
We are talking about high school right now. I figured let's just go all the way out with it. Might as well. It's a throwback Thursday. And at least the good thing about high school, I graduated in 2000. Chris, you graduated in
05.
So it's been a while for us. And the good thing about high school is once it's done, at least we can all sit back, have some beers, and commiserate about the awful high school yes. experience now that we're adults. You know, like, I'm trying to think back of the things that sucked about high school, like unhelpful guidance counselors.
No, that actually helped you learn to navigate the workplace.
What do you mean?
Well, when you have your coworkers that are hard to deal with, it's your first lesson.
But they would... told me not to talk for a living, but we'll get to that later. All right, what about what sucked about high school is... How about the person that you identified with was like the crazy English teacher that had pictures of cats all over her desk?
Yeah, but look how happy she was.
Let's see what... Are you... All right, you can't dispute this one. Sitting with the losers in the cafe.
Increasing your social interaction.
What about when rumors go around high school about you? That sucks.
People are mentioning your name, becoming famous.
Oh. What about if your parents don't have, like, all the money, so you don't get to wear any of the cool brands that everyone has? That makes you feel like crap in high school.
Yeah, but you saved a dollar to further your education.
What about being picked last for gym class? That sucked.
You are able to blow away their low expectations if you even do a modicum of work.
Okay. What about in high school when your crush never notices you?
Oh, you avoid all that high school drama and breakup.
Okay, what about when you're in class, right, and the teacher makes you read out loud? That's the worst. Everybody stuttered. It was awful.
Learning to speak in public and became a leader.
You're finding the good side of everything, aren't you?
You have to.
What about taking the school bus at like 17 and 18 because your parents wouldn't get you a car? That's not cool. That sucked.
That's twofold. You save a dollar and you get social interaction.
You don't care about saving a dollar when you're in high school.
Wise words in a 99 song would say otherwise.
All right. Well, what about awful clothing trends? Like when you look back at what you used to dress like in high school, that's awful. You burn all the photos.
If you've never changed styles in 20 years, you're now fashionable again.
What do you mean?
The clothes you've worn for 20 years that people made fun of you are now in style. You're now fashionable.
How is that fashionable?
Billie Eilish. And she's bringing that back, eh?
All right, horribly bad graduation songs. Vitamin C, yeah, sunscreen.
Well, the one you wrote for the class of 2020 was brilliant, and I need to hear it again.
Okay.
The Buzz family wants to hear it again.
I'm not paying you to say that. When we played it the last time, you were crying, so we couldn't talk out of the song.
And add that to the list of things that make me emotional. Because it was the truth, and I know people are feeling that way.
That the class of 2020 got totally screwed, so I made them a song.
Yes.
To raise their spirits.
Thanks for downloading the podcast and hanging out with us today. If you want to see what's going on when the show's not on air, follow Jordan Silver on Instagram. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. That's J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.